And now a message from Wendy Francis from the Australian Christian Lobby.
Hi, my name is Wendy Francis from the Australian Christian Lobby. Recently, I was in Sydney staying in an accommodation in the city. What I had not counted on was that Sydney was in the grip of Mardi Gras fever. Everyone proclaimed, "Sydney celebrates your truth." But it was not the Lord's truth I was celebrating. To escape the glitter, I went into Myer, a family-friendly store, or so I thought. There I had a drag show foisted upon me. There was a feeling of guilt and complicity as I stayed and watched for 40 minutes. The drag queen in question was gyrating and many times revealed a nipple. I was physically sickened by this. Is this okay? It is against the law to show nipples. I was sickened as I stayed and watched for 40 minutes. After Maya, I kept walking down the street. Why should I go back to my accommodation because Sydney is in the grip of Mardi Gras fever? I arrived at a bar that was open during the day and went inside. Inside, I found, to my horror, several topless women with pubic hair on display. I was horrified at having this foisted upon me. Is it okay to stand and watch women naked for an hour and a half? Shame, Sydney. Deciding to take a stand using my feet, I decided to not be forced back into my accommodation and kept on my walk. Soon, I came across a public spa called Steam Mountain, which is my right to enter, even in the grips of Mardi Gras fever. I was horrified to see many hot and long penises through a steamy window. Is it okay for these to be on display for upwards of 2 hours? Continuing to make my stand against Mardi Gras, I made my way along the street to a party that was happening. Along the way, I collected from the side of the road a small trolley that a mechanic would usually use but had left out. In this party, I slid around on the floor on this trolley in and out of many sexual situations. I felt anger and disgust at having these sexual situations foisted upon me. I saw things going into holes that do not belong and that would offend the Lord Jesus. Join me, Wendy Francis, and the Australian Christian Lolly as I condemn Mardi Gras in the city of Sydney.
The Grub. This is our 16th episode.
Yeah, and it's a very monumental episode. Mm-hmm. It's a special episode. It's the first.
It's the first time that both Ben and I have had the same breakfast.
Yeah.
We had a bacon and an egg.
Breakfast buds.
Breakfast buds.
I don't know if that's the most exciting thing about it. Can you think of anything else?
Oh, Luke McGregor's here.
Yes!
It's this period of silence before you speak. Yeah. As a guest of podcast, it's my favorite bit. The juiciest.
Yeah. I like it when the hosts just have a big conversation and you're just like
just holding a smile, a frozen smile.
As they promote all their merchandise.
Whenever I watch a news report, I will I'll watch the person not speaking.
Yeah.
So if there's two people sitting at a desk, I'll always watch the one not speaking and I'll swap between who's not speaking.
I always do that as well. Yeah. It's the best.
It fascinates me just to see whether the smile's held or just the movement of the lips.
So
movement
you...
on the lips, forever on the hips. That's what I always say.
You just had it too much.
Yeah,
if I don't
I'm sick of it.
So you, Luke, you've listened to The Grub before.
This is the first time apologies.
You've listened to the grub.
Apologies to everyone else who is a friend of mine who has a podcast. This is the first time I've listened to every single episode of a podcast before coming on.
Really?
Wow.
All right, it's a lot of pressure.
What's your favorite bit?
I've got many. Obviously, the biggest is Funny Lady.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. Why would you encourage that?
Fucking hell. Nah,
do you want to meet? Would you like to meet her?
You guys are on the wrong side of history.
Did you guys have a discussion before this or something?
No, we've never met before.
You asked me, this is the first time I'm meeting Ben, you asked me what my favorite bit was, and I was just being honest.
This is bullshit. This is absolute bullshit.
Hi, Luke McGregor. You're one of my favorite bits as well.
This is a real honor.
No, we're getting out of this. We'll be back. This sucks.
Grub. The grub.
Hi, John.
Hi. Thanks for seeing me.
No problems. Thanks for coming. Have you ever been to an audiologist before?
No, I haven't. This is the first time.
Okay, so we're going to check your hearing, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you these headphones right here. If you just want to grab them.
Yep.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to play some things over the headphones, different volumes and frequencies, and just let me know if you can hear them.
Yep. Okay.
We'll gauge how your hearing is progressing, and if you need hearing aids or anything in the future.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, no worries. Okay. Okay, John, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great.
So this isn't part of it, is it? This is
No, this isn't part of it.
Started? Okay, sorry.
We're going to start right now, okay? Fuck you, you dog cunt. You fucking dog. Stupid, stupid, fucking dumb dog, rat cunt.
I can hear that. I can hear that.
Okay,
yes.
Great, fantastic. Okay, we're just going to go a little bit louder with different tones now. So I can hear
all that very clearly.
Yep, great. That's good.
You're a stupid little cunt. You're a stupid.
Sorry. Are you the only one who works at the clinic? Is there anyone else?
Well, I'm the only audiologist.
Okay, sorry, as you were.
Do you want me to keep going?
I just want my hearing fixed.
Okay, well that's what I'm doing.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
You're a sloppy little pussy boy.
Sorry, is this yep. part of it? It just
no, this is part of the test.
I thought that was you giggling before. Is all.
No, I wasn't giggling. That was just part of the test. It's excellent that you can hear this, by the way. We're doing very well.
Oh, I'm really happy I can hear it. Yeah thanks.
We'll just continue. I'll just keep moving on.
Great.
Okay. You are a stupid piece of shit. Why don't you just fuck off? Why don't you just fuck right off and kill yourself?
Do you want me to leave?
No. I want you to stay right there. Can you hear that?
Yeah, of course I can hear that. You told me to kill myself.
Okay, that's great news. Excellent. Good. Okay, and just one last test, okay? We're just going to do something completely different here, okay?
Okay.
I fucked your mum, you stupid little boy.
All right, mate.
You stupid little...
All right.
You dog fucking slut. You stupid little fuck rat.
Stop. Just stop.
Yep. Okay, good.
Stop. No.
So could you hear that?
Do I need a hearing aid or not?
Well... I'm very pleased to say that you have perfect hearing.
Great.
So thank you very much. If you just see the receptionist at the front, you can sort out payment there.
I've got your bill, you stupid fat fuck.
Fuck off, Cheryl, you dumb cunt.
Never coming here again.
Hey, do you need to go to the toilet? Why don't you come on round to my place and use my toilet? I won't keep it. Promise to flush. Come on down.
So, you wanted to see the orthodontist?
Yeah, that's right. I need a retainer.
Okay, why do you need a retainer?
Because my dick's too big. I need a retainer for my big dick. So,
okay, well.
You know, because I got a really big dick and I need a retainer because I was like, oh, I better keep that in check. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, first, that doesn't really even make sense why you would come to an orthodontist.
Dick's too big.
Yeah. And first, secondly,
you would
need a retainer if your dick was crooked.
Ah, well, it's not crooked. It's straight. It's a big straight dick.
So the logic doesn't.
Oh, well, guess I'll just walk away then with my big straight dick.
Okay.
All right. See you, mate.
So,
it was a long weekend.
It was a long weekend. Happened. Yeah.
And I
Ben's got a job.
I got a gig at the Arts Center.
Mm. Okay.
Very, very prestigious.
Mm. Very nice.
Keeping that to yourself.
Didn't tell anyone.
No.
And this will become apparent why is because all weekend I was doing puppeting. A giant puppet outside the Art Center.
At a job, not just in your own time.
No, it wasn't for pleasure. It was for business.
Can you describe the puppet?
It's like a big 4-meter marionette type thing. It's huge. And it's mainly just me like pulling a string and going, yeah, pull the string, you fucking dogs.
But not giving it voice or?
No. Okay. No voicing, just pulling. It's just in a cube and it just dangles in the cube.
So here was I wandering along innocently on Friday with Lloyd, my boyfriend. Yeah.
Ooh.
True. And we're walking along having had a nice late lunch. Everything's all right in the world.
It's a nice day.
It's a lovely day.
It was a beautiful day. Friday.
It was a lovely day.
Oh.
Yeah. Autumn's in the air, actually. A few leaves on the turn. Oh. Autumn's my favourite time of year in Melbourne. All these
Facts.
Things.
Beautiful.
I thought, I'm finally happy I've met a man who treats me well.
Nice.
I turn the corner. I see a large marionette puppet. Which caused me some alarm anyway, because I hate, obviously.
Oh, who doesn't?
Who doesn't hate puppets?
Nobody's asked. Nobody's in this world has ever asked for a marionette.
You and Lloyd immediately broke up.
Yeah. He started cheating on me then and there. Just like the woman next to me. I'm like, I think I said, puppets, right? And then we kept walking. Suddenly, I see my friend and colleague, Ben. He was conducting the puppet.
I was directing them what to do.
If you can imagine that scene from where Mickey Mouse is conducting that orchestra, it was like that.
She said, Ben! And I recognized the voice and my blood went cold. And I turned around and lo and behold, Anne Edmonds and Lloyd are there looking at me. And with this mischievous look in her eyes, like, I fucking got you. And I just turned to her and I was like, please don't tell anyone. That was the first thing I said.
Horror. I said, what are you doing, Ben? What are you doing?
I'm just doing a puppet thing. Please don't tell anyone. I think I said, please don't tell anyone. Like, 6 or 7 times.
Oh, mate.
And then I just kind of left. Like, I was like, let's just leave it. It's like if you see someone cheating, or it's like, I just had to get out of there. And then I was walking down the street and my phone beeped and I picked it up and it was Ben and it just said, please don't tell anyone how I live.
That's like a catchphrase.
Anyway, how about this?
This falafel is delicious. Do you want some?
I'm good. I'm good. Look, I don't like falafel.
What? Just
don't like falafel. So sue me.
Luke McGregor?
Yes.
You're being served.
What? Wait, am I being sued?
Would the defendant please rise?
Yeah, Your Honour, this is so stupid. All I said is I don't like falafels, so sue me. It's a turn of phrase.
And you have been sued. You've been sued in a court of law. And you have said to me just now that you do not like falafel, so you are
Look at Ben, he's smiling. I don't even think he thought this was going to go through.
Well, the fact of the matter is it has gone through. You have been sued. You have told me on record that you do not like falafel. This court finds in favour of the plaintiff. Judgment is awarded at $2 million.
What?
You are ordered to pay $2 million within the next month.
$2 million?
Thank you. That is my judgment. Judgment is final.
I'm sorry, Luke, but as your accountant, I've run the numbers and the bills, they're... You're going to have to close
the business. There's only one bill, and it's for $2 million, and this is ridiculous. I don't have $2 million. I've never had $2 million. I don't understand why this is happening.
And that's the other thing. You don't like falafel.
I don't. I don't. I don't see why that would cost me $2 million, though.
Look, I'm sorry, but please leave.
What the fuck am I going to do?
So just the Slurpee and the chocolate bar?
Yes, thank you.
That'll be $2.85.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is a stick-up. This is a hold-up.
What?
Give me all
the
money.
Oh my God!
Just give me all the money from the cash register.
Call the police! Someone call the police!
Just give me the money! Give me the money from the cash register!
Oh, new fish. How you doing?
Oh my God.
Welcome to hell, mate. I'm your cellmate.
I don't belong here. I don't belong here. Oh, this is not right.
You got a pretty mouth, mate. What do you do? Why are you in here?
Because I don't like falafel. I don't like falafel. And I said, so sue me, and now I'm here. Oh my God. My God.
You really don't like falafel?
No.
What about it don't you like?
Just don't like the taste of it. I don't like it.
Like the ones from the packet, sure. But like, have you had like a proper fresh made, like good fried falafel?
Yeah, that's where we were. We're one of the nicest places in Sydney. I don't like falafel.
Jesus.
I don't like falafel.
Yeah.
What are you in here for?
I killed a man. So sue me.
It's the Grub.
Hey, mate. Sorry. Do you work here?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah. Cool. I was just looking in the men's shoes and socks section.
Yes.
Yeah, I noticed you got pairs of socks there.
Most people have two feet.
Yep. I just need the one sock though. I just need to buy one sock.
Well, I mean, you'd have to buy
one. I need it because I got a big dick. I need. It's too hard to have undies. I just need one sock from a big dick. It's a huge dick.
Okay. Well, so you'd have to buy a packet and then just.
Yeah.
Take one out.
Don't want to buy two. I just want to buy the one from a big dick. It's huge.
Okay. Okay, well, you know where the section is, so.
All right. I guess I'll go off, take my big dick round and get some socks and throw one away.
Great. Welcome back to The Grub. I'm Luke McGregor, and I'm on here for one reason, and one reason only, and that is to meet the best person in this podcast, and that is... Funny lady.
Ah, Luke, you're simply divine. I adore you.
Oh my God, you're the best bit about this podcast.
Luke, you're like a cool glass of water. I want to drink your right up.
You call me the cool glass of water. Oh my God, I can't tell you how much I love
you. I'd like
you
to
on the
slip
podcast.
You on and walk around a few
It would be an honor. It would be an honor. I know you get shut down, but you are the best bit about this podcast.
Oh, darling, I'm funny lady.
I know.
I'm a funny lady.
You are so funny.
You're an absolutely divine, though.
I can't think. I can't think.
I want to put you in my bag and cat.
Oh, what the fuck? Are you doing funny lady?
What? No, I just.
Are you doing funny? You can't record on the fucking.
We go to get coffees for everybody, and you switch on the computer, Luke. How do you even know how to use? What's?
I was watching Ben before. I just wanted to meet one of my heroes. That's all.
Oh my God!
What about
we
I don't
just
know?
Having fun,
Auntie Carol,
yeah,
or
classic
you know,
hits.
One of the ones I did. I've done some.
Ronald.
That one's funny.
Yeah, they're not funny ladies.
Yeah, they're not. They're good. God.
There.
Nah, what that's it.
Yeah, you're out.
Funny lady.
You're not welcome out. Back.
What?
You're not welcome back.
Well, this is fine. Sorry. Fine.
Sorry.
I don't want if funny lady's not going to be on the podcast, and I don't want to be on it. It's me and funny lady or
sounds like the cat's got the cream.
Don't ever stop.
Don't.
It was like the chickens come home to roost.
This is half funny lady, what you're doing
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, it's not even a full commitment.
It's like the worm has turned.
Oh, there it is. Beautiful.
So you want to join the St. Kilda Rowing Club?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so I've got your form here. So just fill in your name there and sign.
It's Rowan.
Yep.
Rowan.
Yep, so fill in your name. So that's your first name.
Rowan. Rowan. I'm joining the Rowing Club.
Yeah. So just fill in your name
name's
there.
Name's Rowan. So I'll be Rowan in the Rowan Club.
Yep. So just fill in your name there and your surname and then sign the form. And there's just a waiver there for any accidents or...
Rowan! I can't just sign here.
Welcome back to The Grub. We've got a guest.
Yes, we've got a very special guest. This is a magician.
Very exciting.
The magnificent Tarzo.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, guys.
Now, Magnificent Tarzo, you are not an ordinary magician. You're a radio-only magician.
That's correct. I'm a radio-only magician.
Which is great news for us because, you know, obviously we're doing a podcast, so, you know, a regular magician wouldn't work.
No, it just couldn't have worked out better for me.
So tell us, what is the sort of difference between a normal magician and a radio magician?
A normal magician's obviously very very visually based. Was on a radio show. You know, it's a lot to the listener's imagination. It's but essentially we are the same.
Still doing all the tricks.
But the people at home will be able to understand what the trick is.
But the trick is, I would say, unfortunately, we don't get the respect that the more visual magicians do. Mm-hmm. There's no mm-hmm. show for us. But mm-hmm. I'm hoping that I can help spread the word. Mm-hmm. Sure. Radio magicians. Mm. So I can't thank you enough for this opportunity.
Well, I mean, we have to ask. Mm. You're going to do some tricks for us?
Yes. I will be doing some tricks for us.
Oh, that's great. May we see them, please?
Certainly. Perhaps if we start with... Greg, if you just take one of these cards.
Okay, sure. Yep. Just for people at home, I'm taking a card. Yep. I guess I don't need to explain it because people, you're a radio magician, so
taking a card.
I trust you.
Look at the card. Show Ben and Ian that card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
put it back in, please. Yep. Thank you. Shuffle around. Mm-hmm. Is that your card?
Yep. That's pretty amazing.
That's
my card. That's Ace of Spades.
For everyone at home, he picked out the Ace of Spades, which is the one that you picked out and showed us.
So. I mean, that is definitely – you've absolutely nailed that trick. Yeah. But I am a bit curious how the – because you say you're a radio magician.
Radio only.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't perform that to people.
No, I have a lot of anxiety, so I
– Sure. Because it's just that, you know, for anyone at home – you know, they just have to trust us that the trick went well.
Yeah. Which it
you
did.
So, it did go well.
In this instance,
I noticed you've got a coffee mug on the table there.
Yes.
How would you like to see that disappear?
I would love to.
Love to see that.
Okay. Just a normal coffee cup. Yep. Would you like to hold it? Just confirm that is a normal coffee cup.
Yes, this is a normal coffee cup.
Now put that cup.
Yep, that's coffee.
Taking a sip.
Oh.
Still got
Whoa, that's gone. That is actually gone.
That is gone. It's not there.
That's amazing, actually.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Thank you.
That is absolutely incredible, but very visual. That's very...
Yeah, very visual.
Again, I quite a lot of anxiety.
It's just definitely not a radio.
I have no idea
magic.
Where it went.
I can make
that
Edo.
Actually freaked me out.
I can make Edo invisible if you like.
You can't make Edo invisible.
Invisible. Edo.
What the fuck?
What?
What?
Look at your hand, Edo.
What the fuck?
Edo.
Am I in the room?
Where are you?
Can you hear me?
Fuck! This is crazy.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can also duplicate myself. Hello? Hello?
Oh!
Hello,
if you're listening at home, this is the craziest. Why aren't you doing this on stage?
People need to see this.
There are two of you in this room.
Can you see me, guys?
I don't know where you're coming from.
see you. I don't know where you are.
I can see you guys. I can see two of you.
Does anyone have a dead relative I'd like to speak to?
My nan is dead.
How would you like to, Will?
Oh, my God!
I can't see through time.
That is one of the effects.
Why aren't you doing this on stage?
I have to keep coming back to the anxiety.
Please bring me back.
Believe me, people at home. You gotta believe me.
I just pissed myself off.
I can see the universe.
Are you real? I don't know if I'm real.
Yes, I'm available for kids' parties. I won't be in the same room as the kids, but if you put a speaker in the room, I will be in the other room and I'll be able to perform all these tricks for you at a very, very reasonable rate. It's the magnificenttarzo.com.
Unbelievable, really.
That was really good. Yeah, that was fantastic. Thanks so much, incredible Tarzo.
Thank you for having me.
Magnificent Tarzo, whatever.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Are you scared of clowns? Well, then why don't you come down to Clarence's School of Clowns, because we're clowns and we love scaring people. And we need more people to scare. Because what's the point of being a clown if you can't scare people? So come on down to Clarence's Clown School. That's on 35 West End Drive. And get ready to pip your pants, because we are some scary clowns. Scary clowns, Clarence's Clown School, 35. Well, what I said before, you know the address. We'll see you there.
God, I'm hungover.
It was a good party.
I was I got out of there at like 11. Were you?
Yeah, I was still there. I was there till about 4 a.m.
guys.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey.
Guys, I'm sorry to interrupt. I've done it.
What?
I've invented a time machine.
Is that what you've been doing?
Yes. I'm sorry. I skipped out early last night. It's ready. It's done.
Really?
It's a real working time machine.
Bullshit.
I thought you were. Aren't you? I thought you were doing uni studies.
No. I've been working on this for a while. I know I said I was studying. I'm not studying. I actually dropped out of uni a little while ago.
You dropped out of uni?
Yes, but because I've been working on a time machine, and now I'm telling you, it's finished.
All right. Well,
it's ready to go. Where is it?
Let's take a look.
It's in my room.
Oh well, that's.
I doubt it, mate.
Just come with me.
All right.
I'll show you. It's a working time machine.
Okay.
Right.
Here it is.
That just looks like a weird box.
Yeah, it's a weird metal box.
Get in.
No.
We can barely fit in there.
Do you want to just... You can just keep mocking me, or we can all get in this box, and how would you like to see what the future's like in
this? What is this?
Just get in the box, and then we can just be done with it.
Is this going to, like, kill us or
fart in it? He's probably just going to fart in it.
It's a death box?
It's not a death box.
Let's get in the box. Let's just get this done.
It's a time machine.
God.
It's cramped in here.
I'm just going to get my keys out.
Okay.
Are you getting in?
Okay. Yeah. Of course I'm getting in. Just give me a second. It's a big moment. I've been working on this for a while. Okay. So how would you guys like to travel? 1,000 years in the future.
1,000 years in the future.
Yeah, flying cars.
Cool.
Yeah, sure, man.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I can see you don't believe me, but this is happening. I'm getting in. Right.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Sorry. That's my bottom.
Sorry. Okay. Here we go. Welcome to the future. Here we go. Oh. Okay. Oh,
shit, what's
going on?
What is happening?
Greg, open the door.
Okay. It's so hot.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh my God. Oh my God. It's a It's a wasteland. There's nothing. There's nothing here.
Is this where our life? A thousand years from now.
Is this where our house was?
This looks like there's been a nuclear war or something. What's happened? There's nothing here.
This is terrible.
It's like 50 degrees.
Yeah.
This is burning my hands.
This is a huge mistake. This is a huge mistake.
All right, let's just go back.
Let's just go back.
Get back in.
It only goes forward.
What?
It only goes forward.
What?
Why did you? If you knew it only went forward, why didn't we just go like a couple
Next
weeks?
Week.
Yeah,
well, a day just to test it.
Well, like, they're not going to fly in cars in a couple of weeks. They get it, but in a thousand years we go.
Why didn't you just test it first?
Just a day or an hour?
I did test it for an hour. That's how I knew it worked. That's what I thought.
Are you an hour ahead?
Yeah, I'm an hour ahead.
Oh man.
This is unbelievable.
But why didn't you tell us it couldn't go back? Why would you? Like, even if there were flying cars, our parents are dead. Everyone's dead that we love.
Because I thought it'd be cool in the future, and they'd be able to get they'd have time machines. It'd be flying cars. It'd be a utopia, basically. I thought, you know.
I miss my family. My sister's pregnant. She's having a baby next week.
You don't even get along that
well. I do.
Well, what are we gonna do now? We're literally in a wasteland.
Let's just go forward because maybe someone found a solution to this.
Okay.
I know though who's getting eaten first. That's all I'm going to say.
That was uncalled for.
Mate, you've taken me a thousand years in the future.
All right, okay.
And now you're making fat jokes.
Let's just go a thousand more years into the future right now, okay?
Oh, God.
Okay. Might as well.
I didn't even bring my phone.
It's more of a once-off kind of. It's exactly where
It's a once-off.
Well, I thought there'd be more fuel source in the future, but obviously everything is gone.
It's empty.
So there's not really anywhere to refill.
Okay, so we're going to die in a cube.
Stuck with you.
Yeah.
Who put us here.
In the middle of a nuclear wasteland.
We were about to get evicted, so.
Did you not pay rent again?
No.
Is that why?
Well, this is what this is.
I was working on a time machine.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Does the time machine at least blast off?
What, just like up?
Yeah.
Just blast off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could maybe rejig it so it just blasts off.
I think you're better.
I think you're better. I think you should.
You just fiddle with those.
There's no other way out.
Can we do that right now?
Can you just
give me a second.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. Just move that. Okay. Now it won't go forward in the future.
Yeah.
No, at least we can blast off.
It'll go up.
All right.
Three, two, one.
Nah, you're all right.
It's the grub.
Okay, there's my ticket there.
Welcome, sir. Oh, look, you're actually in the exit row today. Are you happy to comply?
Oh, actually, maybe not. I don't know about that. You can't have anything blocking the exit in the exit row, can you?
No, not in the exit row. You need to put all your bags in the locker up above.
See, I don't think my big dick's going to fit in the overhead locker, to be honest. I got a big dick. That's the problem. It's going to... Because people might get out, they might trip over my big dick, you know? It's huge.
Right.
So... Might want to switch it around, different seat.
So you don't want to sit in the exit row?
Well, you tell me. You know, I got a big dick. Is that possible? Is that against the law? I don't know. Is this big dick illegal?
It's just normally people like the extra leg room. So.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I do like the extra big dick room, you know, because I got a big dick. Look, I'll just stay in the exit row seat. We'll just forget. I'm sure the plane's not going to crash. It's a curse having a big dick.
You're not getting on this flight.
Grub of the week. Hello. Oh, hello, Luke.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm a germaphobe. I'm a little OCD. So I apologise if I'm sitting back.
It's okay. So you know Greg?
I do know Greg.
Have you ever been inside his bum or in the pants?
No, I haven't. Nor has Greg asked me to be fair, otherwise.
I didn't think he asked me initially.
I've never asked anyone to be inside my bum or underpants.
Yeah.
Hey, official grub. What kind of panties is Greg wearing?
These ones, the ones I like are the triangles at the front. where there's a little gap for me to stick my head out.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
tidy whities.
Yeah, I like a white one because I like to contrast these myself. Is black.
Is there a routine downtime for you, Grub? Is there a
I guess between movements. That's my time for just grub time. I love, and you know, I'm an avid reader.
Oh yeah,
yes,
yeah,
you are.
And I've seen you on the forums.
Yeah.
Yes, and I watch movies.
What are you reading right now?
I'm reading a book called My Year of Rest and Relaxation. Funnily enough.
Oh, I've heard that's.
It's
good.
A thrilling tale, yeah. And there's a lot of actual poops in it.
Yeah, sick.
Do you want to go into anyone else's bum or underpants?
Nah. Oh, I could if I could go on a holiday in Greg's bum.
That's in my bum. You're already in my bum.
Yeah, but it's a change of mindset, the holiday. Yeah.
It's a staycation.
I think I meant to say Ben.
No, you don't want to go in there. Yeah. You'll never get a moment's peace.
If Greg goes to Japan and uses the toilets, is there a real risk for you?
Yes, I think I'd get a little too hot and then I'd get blasted or squirts.
Or squirted further in.
Yeah, well, I could go back in. It could be fun, though.
We do love a good blast off here at the Grub, though.
Yes. Anyway, I've got to go because I've got the kettle on.
Okay.
And I got seven lollies.
I felt it was feeling a bit hot up there.
Yeah. Sorry.
Steaming.
It's actually the first time I've seen the Grub scurry back in. It was quite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. It's visceral. It's very visceral.
You really get used to it. Kind of like, you know, when you're, you know, working in the sewer or something like that.
Yeah.
You
just get used to
that. Oh, sorry, guys. I was just in the kitchen.
I didn't even see you leave.
Grub of the week.
Grub of the week.
Any noms? I mean, obviously the big nom.
I was worried about this because I was just trying to think of one. I've just stopped talking. I've run out of words.
Talked yourself into a corner.
Took myself into a corner and didn't have anything. Should have kept quiet.
I'm nominating McGregor.
Yeah, me too. For coming in and giving up his free time to do our podcast. Yeah. What a grub.
That is a grubby thing to do to come on.
Yeah, what's your ulterior motive?
Well, obviously, I listen to the show every week. I thought this is the quickest way to listen to it is just be here. So it was very self-serving. Yeah. I'll admit that. Yeah. I'll accept Grub of the Week.
You're a busy guy so this is a way to save time.
Well, it's a real. That's definitely an illusion I like to keep up that I'm very busy. But I play a lot of video games.
A lot of comedians do try and project that they're busy.
Yeah.
As a comedian myself, I know that they're not.
Mm.
Like, yes, we do things, but
there's a lot of downtime.
Oh, there's a lot of downtime.
I spent all weekend puppeting.
Yeah. you spend a lot of time stressing.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
I think
yeah.
people confuse stress with being busy.
Probably.
Like, you'll spend time just sitting on the couch going, fuck.
Or you'll have stuff to do, but you're not doing it.
Yeah.
You'll play computer games.
Yeah. Mm. And I'm really into YouTube.
Videos.
Just random video, YouTube videos.
YouTube.com. It's really good. There's so many videos up there. YouTube.com.
It's this really cool website.
You cannot get through them all. I've been trying to binge it, and it is insane.
All right. I'd like to nominate Ben, obviously, this week.
And for doing something that I didn't do and also doing something that I wish that I didn't do.
Yeah.
But Luke obviously wins.
Yeah.
Yeah, Luke's got to win Grub.
Thanks
of the
for
week.
Being here, Luke.
Thanks
I
for
really
coming on the
it.
Show.
Thanks for having me.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
Nah.
Doesn't matter. Our audience is pretty small.
That's not true. They are you got me.
Thanks, mate.
We're not doing too bad.
No, we're not doing too bad.
I got people contacting me from the United Kingdom.
Really?
Ooh. I rang it out of the blue. Just to say how much I like. I don't do that. I'm very busy. I don't do that.
Yeah, you're flat out.
It must be a real slap in the face then to come on and be called Grub of the Week.
Can't imagine.
It's actually a dream come true.
You're in hallowed halls. A lot of fantastic people have been Grub of the Week. Mm. Edo has been.
Yep.
George Pell.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Queen Elizabeth.
Yep.
What was Queen Elizabeth through the Grub of the Week for?
Because I was listening to this episode the other day. Because my brother was listening to the episode and anyway, because she was Queen of Ants. It's a long story. We said that I was trying to kill ants, and I was like, if you kill Queen Elizabeth,
do you kill all the ants? She's responsible
before
the ants.
Yeah, she's like the queen of the ants.
That's true.
Doesn't matter.
Gee, we're good.
Yeah.
Anyway, subscribe.
Subscribe. Like, go to the Patreon.
We
Patreon.
All have comedy festival shows coming up.
Yep. Don't we?
We all do. Are you doing a show, McGregor?
No.
Okay, so all the three regular grubs have comedy festival shows.
So check that out.
Yeah. Thanks again, Luke.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Lukic.
Bye-bye.
Lukic.
I don't know why I said that.
Lukic. We got some serious Lukic.
I don't know why I said that name.
It's like Luke Cage, right?
I've never called you that ever. Yeah. And I've never called anyone called Luke that.
That's all right.
Now's the time. I just let it fly. If you love it, then set it free.
All right, let's have a discussion.